Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
I was pleased with, you know, I don't know, not doing too shabby, I think, today. I got some tea.
Okay. That's good. That's good. There was like a couple months there.
My last chip.
Maybe like 6 weeks. I don't know. There's a handful of time where it was like you came in all hot and bothered and fired up and needing to vent about your day. So it's good that is not what needs to happen. You can just mute yourself, man, and chew your chip. That would be far better. Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm great.
Awesome, man.
The sun is shining.
No, it's beautiful, man. I actually got up on Bergman, the new terrain, got up above treeline, and gorgeous, gorgeous day. Nice. That shade of blue that the sky gets in the winter when it is clear up here is one of my favorites.
Yep. It is beautiful, and it just feels good.
Agreed. I put myself to bed early last night, which was awesome. Woke up feeling nice, which was good.
Good.
It was pretty cold this morning.
It was fucking Arctic this morning walking to work.
But I had to plow. I plowed the drive because Debbie had to open, so she was out before the sun.
Oh damn.
So she was. So I plowed the driveway last night because we got all this crazy winds and drifts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty wild. But actually, then this morning I got to do a final pass. Oh, it looks so smooth right now. So good.
Oh,
so
good.
Hell yeah, man.
Sexy, sexy driveways. I definitely waited until it warmed up. I got nothing to prove.
Now it's somewhere in the 20s. It's nice.
No, it's supposed to be a glorious 3 days here.
Yeah, it looked like it was just sunshine, sunshine, sunshine.
Speaking of sunshine, in a bikini. Let's go.
Welcome to Ignorant and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We are your sunshiny hosts coming to you from the beautiful Summit County, a podcast divided. And we are here to talk about whatever the heck we want. That's right. I'm joined by our sunshiny host, Mr. Max Sarakistan.
Jeff, I'm curious if you could just glance out your window and just give a quick tally of how many dudes are in your hot tub.
I'd say 15. I have a really good picture I took the other day. I'll share with y'all. It's like a
Renaissance. Rose, chilling it's like hot tub.
It's got a Renaissance apart
because I'm not gay.
They couldn't get fuller. They couldn't get fuller.
And at an average of like 2 White Claws per person, that's a smooth.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, no vaginas. Pretty awesome.
Hey, man. Awesome. It is. I'm sure there are some people who would appreciate that ratio.
They would. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a target-rich environment if you're into that.
No doubt.
Not those guys. Those guys are bummed about it. Hot chicks.
Yeah. And I mean, after that day, they drained both those hot tubs. So God knows.
Yeah. I wonder like the water.
I want to know why.
Consequences. I mean, I know most of our water is like groundwater. So I assume.
The amount of water that's wasted. I mean, good God. Because they drain those fuckers almost every day. Such a waste of water.
And they can't like recycle that water or filter it in some way?
Well, I mean, I think it just gets like through like the normal filtration systems of like, water treatment plants and stuff. But I don't think
Big Hot Tub did not like that comment.
Big Hot Tub censoring Jeff.
Cancel culture is coming for you again, Jeff. Sorry.
I don't know where I got cut off, but it's a ginormous waste of water that they drain those almost every fucking day.
Right. And they don't recycle that. Well, that's what my question was. Was like, they can't reuse
There's
that
no
water.
Fucking way they recycle that water.
It's Fuck full no. of poop and everything no. else. Who knows?
They don't have the way to treat that urine-soaked water.
Take it to the water treatment facility.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to finish introducing the podcast. You can check us out. Email us if you want to get in touch with the podcast at ignorantuninformed@gmail.com. Send us a topic if you want. Otherwise, keep listening because apparently some people are.
Or we're just going to trash Big Hot Tub for the next 25
Big hot tub's
minutes.
Coming after us.
Oh, man, those lobbyists. Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Those hot tub lobbyists. They're the ones to look out for in 2024.
Man. Breaking knees, like some Upton Sinclair shit.
Mm-hmm. The Pinkertons. They work for the government. Hot tub.
The blue
there
trunks.
Are dudes in black trench coats hanging out by the hot tubs lately, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That seems ominous.
Yes. Dressed like cowboy.
Like dusters or like full on trench coats? Like
dusters.
That just makes me think of like the Chris Rock sketch where he's talking about being nervous getting in an elevator with white dudes in trench coats.
Coach Prime was just up in your neck of the woods there, Jeff.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
What was he doing? He
did a snowmobile tour with I guess it was his family. I don't know.
Okay.
But
cool.
Why do you know that?
Yeah.
Because I follow Deion Sanders.
Okay, cool. Sweet. It just seemed outside the purview of normal.
Normally it would be. I don't know. Deion Sanders was like 8-year-old Ben's hero. So
hey, Primetime was awesome to watch.
Dude,
he was
an athlete to watch. He's an entertaining coach too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. And he's here in Colorado now. So I think that sort of re-sparked my interest in his goings on.
That's fair.
Yeah, dude.
But I know. A sports reference from me?
I know. This is why I was surprised.
I've ruined it.
No, you haven't ruined it. I appreciate the expansion of your interests.
Broke my streak. I was going on a streak, I guess. I don't know. What else is new with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, part of me feels like, and this is a sad testament to who we are as people in general, but like, this podcast is much easier when someone wants to, when like someone has something to bitch about. We're like, yeah, man, you can.
Yeah, dude, bit, motherfucker.
Or, I mean, it could be me. I just listened to and posted the episode, like my dating life episode. And so, like, you know, that was me coming with my shit.
Yeah, that was your turn in group. And it's not your turn.
Yeah, it could be. But this actually, so I went and kicked it with Jeff and some other friends on Friday for that film fest. And beforehand, I was sitting in this coffee shop in Breck, and a dad and his two daughters come and sit down, like occupy the table next to me. And man, these girls, I mean, I don't know if they were twins, but they seemed close in age, and they were maybe
five, six,
I don't know. But it was super funny because one was like complaining about being there, and the other one just like dead-eyed looked at her and was like, you sound like such a real person. And that line has been something.
Your robot?
Well, I think that she was just thinking that like real people and adults, all they do is bitch and complain.
Oh.
That is the way that I took that, is that she was just like, why can't you just be happy? Why can't you just enjoy this coffee shop and this cinnamon roll we're about to get? Why are you bitching like a real person? And that's just a line that I've been,
as opposed to a
on.
Creature of the Feywild that we are,
or a child, or someone who's having fun, or just the sad state of humanity when a kid sees adults and thinks that being an adult means complaining and bitching about things.
Parents are apparently doing a really good job.
I mean, I'm not entirely sure if that's all mom and dad.
That's why we left mom at home.
The surrounding environment that we happen to live in.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah.
Just watch your TikTok and shut up.
Well, I mean, like we said, like, what are we going to talk about? Everyone's having a good day, right? Like, it's so much more acceptable to talk about the things that are wrong and like commiserate as opposed to co-celebrate. So That's fair. Let's just talk about what we're happy about.
That's fair.
What is going good in your life, Ben?
Oh, geez.
Or what are you most excited about? Your kid pooping in toilets?
Dude, my kid pooped in a toilet. It was great.
That's awesome, man.
He pooped in a potty. We could talk about that all day long. Yeah, man. No, it was, I just got back from Florida. It was nice to spend some time in Florida with Debbie's parents, and they have a little place down on the West Coast near Sarasota. So it was beautiful.
Nice.
Ryan had a great time. There was a lot of big firsts for my kid. So I'm still sort of riding that high. He like was just an expert traveler. He didn't complain on the plane. He didn't want to like run around and like kick other people's chairs. And
did you just give also, him the iPad?
He watched the iPad for most of it, which was great. I mean, that's the perfect use for it.
Like, yes,
it really is.
That is when you pull that
it's
lever.
Like, look,
continue.
Yeah, you're stuck. You're stuck. You can't move anywhere. So you just got to do it. You know. Am I quiet or something? What's going on?
You're fine.
You're all like leaning in. I was like, oh Jesus, something's wrong.
More.
What else is good? So that was great. That was really exciting.
Awesome. What other firsts? First airplane travel, first time
at the beach, and he liked climbing on the rocks, and he went to an aquarium for what I thought was going to be about 20 minutes, and we made it 2 hours.
Damn.
With, like, him running around and looking at all the animals, and he got an ice cream cone. That was, like, the best part for him, because he just, like, went to town on a chocolate ice cream cone.
It's the simple thing, man. It was
effing huge, by the way. Like, it was, like, $5, and I got... It was stacked like too high for an adult.
You're used to mountain prices, man.
I guess so. I don't know. I was expecting to pay like $9 for this ice cream. But, I thought it was like, oh, $5. It'd be like one scoop in a little sugar cone, you know? And it was like a full 3 scoops shoved into this thing. And oh my God. So I asked for a bowl to like offload some of it. So then everybody got some.
Perfect.
I don't know.
Ryan's first time out of the state. Oh, no, you guys went up to Nebraska.
We went to Nebraska once. That was his first road trip in the car. Yeah. Also, heavy iPad time in that. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I was, it's been a pretty good week. I was thinking about hitting Max up to see if he wanted to come over for dinner. Didn't have any.
Oh.
At some point.
Interesting.
I'm just going to air that laundry out here. Because I'm going out of town next week.
I am.
Hey, Matt, my dog needs outside. I have to go let her out.
Okay, I will text you.
Continue to talk. I can hear you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, you're cool. yeah, man. No, it's been a couple weeks since I've seen that pup. I'm sure she's like the full-on dog now.
She is. She is like she weighs more than my child now,
which is like 40.
He weighs about 30 some odd pounds, 32 pounds. She's upwards of like 35.
Okay.
Easily. I mean, she grew in the week we were gone. Like of course. I came back. Oh my God, you look like a dog.
Of course.
A 6 month old puppy is not nearly as cute as like a 10 week old puppy, but she's definitely turning into a dog. I mean, she's still precious. I love her very much. We're excited to have a dog in our lives again. It's been pretty great.
Yeah. No, I'll shoot you a text after like later tonight and see if we can hash something out.
But I was looking forward. I was thinking about like gaming and Gloomhavening, and the things have kind of lightened up a little bit with work other than these nightmare projects that are never ending, but I don't have to deal with them like immediately right now.
Sure. They're out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
I don't know
what else. I have another thing I've been thinking about, but I can't. I feel like I'll take up the rest of the episode with it. And I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay. But it's a good thing.
I've been doing some. Yeah, that's a good thing. I've been doing some. My mom got me on this book. And so it started me down this road of like self realization and sort of unpacking some stuff. You know?
Word. Well, we can either do that now and we can talk about, you know, I mean, I assume we're, and maybe we can save that for next week's podcast, maybe if you're cool to dig into that, and we'll just talk about all the good shit this week and save that for next time. Cause it's not like we have topics.
Cause if we're nothing
anymore,
we're about nothing if not personal growth, you know,
I mean,
self-actualization.
Definitely things that like we're all interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's going good in Jeff's life besides your butt cup?
let's see. I booked my birthday trip to Vegas.
Yeah, you're.
And that's like in 5 weeks.
Yeah, early weeks. April, right?
April 8th.
Yeah,
April 8th. And we're flying out of my birthday, so.
Nice.
I'm excited for that. Staying at a hotel I've never stayed at, so.
Which one are you staying at?
Aria.
Oh, the Aria. That's nice.
It looks pimp.
I played some craps there. Did pretty well.
I've definitely been there, and I've always like, I want to stay here.
That's when we went to go see that show that was there for my bachelor party.
All edibled out at the Aria. Like, I just remember like walking around that place, like feeling the walls because there was like carpet texture and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I was tripping.
It's a cool, it's one of the tour hotels, so it's actually nice. Mm-hmm. Kind of run down.
Nice, man. Have you checked out any like shows or any event? How long are you gonna go?
Three nights.
Nice.
Three nights.
Are you a big Vegas guy? Is it like do you like do all the things and do you go regularly?
I haven't been in a long time, but I've probably been 10 times. I don't know. I've been to Vegas a bunch. Every trip's very different from the others. Because sure. It depends on what age I was when I went. Because my first time I went to Vegas, I was 21. So obviously that was 8 dudes sleeping in one hotel room, just getting pissed drunk and eating McDonald's every day.
Yes, sir.
I'm not really living that life these days.
No.
Okay with.
Now you're living that high life, man. You got to go to all the nice restaurants. And...
Yeah, so this would be a couple good dinners, maybe a show at the Sphere. I want to see the Sphere for sure.
I've heard that's really cool.
Yeah. And they have like that documentary that was made for it that it's just like an hour long show. I just want to go. I just want to see the Sphere. I don't care about seeing a concert at this point, but no one's playing anyway. I'm sure they're setting up for Phish.
Oh, dude, I actually just got a text from my buddy who said that four day floor passes to the Sphere are going for between $5,000 and $8,000.
Ooh.
It's insane.
I mean,
a hefty tag.
As a person that doesn't really like Phish, I would like to just attend to see the light show that they figure out for the Sphere, because I'm sure it'll be amazing.
Oh, I mean, even like I would even recommend to anyone who appreciates like a live music experience and like a little bit of sociology, like it's worth $100 to go check out a Phish show for the sake of checking it out, sure. Whether it's at the Sphere or anywhere else.
I don't doubt the people watching is just spectacular.
Oh, and then like the lot scene, especially if we're talking about like dicks here and then their light shows. I mean, you can go, there was like a, you can go to YouTube and they have a ton of 4K footage upload to just give you a sense of what the normal light show is like. But those dudes, I'm sure will throw down.
I don't doubt it. And Sarah's never been to Vegas, so that'll be a different
element to it. Yeah.
So.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
And on a lighter note, my hair is finally long enough that I can tuck my bangs behind my ears.
Oh, you don't eat them anymore.
I don't eat. They still fall on my face, but I can tuck them. And I'm like, dude, I'm so close to looking like Jesus. That's all I want.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't think I'm going to cut it. And I'm just going to start looking like Jesus.
That's I love it, dude. If you got it, flaunt it, homie.
Speaking of space Jesus, we're all jealous of your hair. First of all.
Oh, yeah.
Second of all, Jesus only had to worry about having hair till 33, so
it's fair.
I don't know.
You're actually doing way better than Jesus.
Fuck it, Jesus.
You're doing way better than Jesus.
Yeah, you got Jesus by like what? Like 12 years? 13 years?
Yeah.
You and the Beatles, man. You're bigger than Jesus.
We're getting there.
Are you going to eventually like... Yeah, at some point you're going to have to pull it back, and that'll be the only way to keep it out of your face if you continue to let it grow.
No, the joke's been a man bun, but I don't think I can ever fucking do that.
Ooh,
so.
With chopsticks? You can do it.
Ooh. I did rock a scrunchie one night, and the shit was like this tall.
Straight. Yes, sir. I look forward to all of this. It's funny. I actually twice now have been like looking at getting a haircut and booking a haircut. I just can't figure out like what to do with my hair so it doesn't look like frizzy and shitty and gross. So
maybe you just need to find some new products.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man.
Consult with the gentleman's barbers.
They will, but then
they'll guide you down the right road.
No, they won't. They'll just give me a side part cut like they give everybody a side. It's called the side part cut factory.
Which place is this?
The place in Frisco, the gentleman's barber.
Oh, I thought they were supposed to be really good. Is that what?
I mean, you just have to like choose your haircut ahead of time, and like then they will charge you accordingly. Yeah, and so
what?
Like I've only ever gotten the generic. Like I only sign up for a haircut, and then it seems like all they do is give people side parts. That's been my experience.
Because I was thinking eventually I need to get my hair cut, and I need to go somewhere that knows how to cut fucking hair correctly. Because I used to go to the barbershop in Breck, and they're fine. If you just want the normal, they can't do shit special.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I have a friend, Colleen, actually gets her hair done at the barbershop up in Frisco still. She'll come up like, and so maybe I'll text her and find out who she uses. Because I've always been, I don't know, meh about the haircuts.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Because I know Chris has always gone there and he's always gotten, I mean, not generic haircuts. Maybe it, he get, the owner usually cuts his hair. I don't know if that means anything to you.
I mean, Scott, yeah.
Maybe it's just like ordering the wrong thing at the place, you know, like ordering maybe. The wrong thing off the menu.
Yeah, I guess. Huh.
Just ask them, just be like, hey, I don't want the standard, like, you know, 30s men modern haircut. You know, what else can you do for me? What would look good with my face shape? Normally they're like,
can you hide this?
Can you fix this?
It's right. Yes.
Well, my problem is my head's just too goddamn big. Like, no haircut I've ever had.
How do you fix
I've
this
ever been ecstatic about?
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
I think that's why I just said fuck it and started growing it, because I was never happy with haircuts. So I was just like, fuck it.
Yeah. That's I mean, I appreciate that you can go like one of two ways at that point, right? Either you fucking shave it and take it down to like a one, or you're like, I'm gonna let it grow.
Yeah. Because I'm kind of like, I feel like Ben. I've shaved my head before, and I don't think my head and face do well with that kind of haircut. I think I look just like a thumb, and I don't want to look like a thumb.
I don't want to look like a thumb.
That's awesome.
That's
fucking awesome. No, I got you. I mean, I've definitely shaved or taken it down to a one guard a couple times.
I think you have a better head and face for it, Max. I think a round face dudes, it's more, I don't know, I look like a MAGA dude when I do that.
Fair. I feel like I can't grow a good enough beard to pull off the like bald guy beard mountain hipster look.
Yeah, you gotta take up bodybuilding at that point too. You gotta be like jacked.
Oh, gotcha.
That's okay. like the dude over 40. Like graying beard, grows it out, big bushy beard, shaved head, like muscles for days.
Eats creatine like he's gonna die.
Oh yeah, like sucks down creatine like
just like Pooh Bear paws of powder. Like
exactly.
exactly.
Protein creatine, that's all I eat.
Yeah. Friggin' got a carbo load.
Oh, man. Hit those protein goals.
I've been out of carbs since 2004.
Oh, there you go.
Jeff, are you excited about Dune 2? What are your thoughts?
Dude. I don't know how I'm going to see it, but I'm so excited because all the early reviews say it's just awesome. So I'm super geeked.
I'm so excited. What it comes out next month, right?
You don't know how you're going to see it.
Next week, I think.
Yeah. The beginning of March.
You're right. Next month, but yes, a week away. What, Max?
What do you mean you don't know? Like, if you're going to go down to the and like IMAX it up in Denver?
I mean, ideally,
I'd
see it at the IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
But that involves people.
That
I
involves
get it.
People, and that's like a fucking day, and that's it's hard sometimes. And then I'd go to Dylan, which is easier, but I'm lazy as fuck.
Okay.
So I'll probably end up being at the Eclipse Theater, which licks dick for epic movies like that.
Got you.
Yeah, I should see it in Dylan.
You should. I wonder. I mean, I'll see Dave tonight. If I remember, shoot me a text, man, and I'll see if maybe we can't get like some sort of like morning employee screening. I know how you like to do.
Dude. I would love an afternoon screening.
Shoot me a text after this and remind me, and I'll see about talking to Dave. Yeah. I almost watched the first one last night.
Almost.
I didn't.
That's good. I watch it. It's like I'll just put it on now. Like it's a good movie. I like watching it.
Yeah. Word.
Yes.
Yes. The problem is the only problem with that movie is just where it stops. You're just like, what the fuck? Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of that. Rest of it. Knowing the story, I was okay, but I could see if you didn't know it, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, also, I mean, look, dude, at least part two got made.
Dude.
Right? So, like, at least it doesn't just end there.
Oh, that would have been brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
I think maybe they could make the second book, but I anything past that, I don't know how they're going to do it.
I think he's almost done with Messiah, the script. So, hopefully it does well enough they can make it. And the good news is they could do it in one movie. Because it's not as long as the first.
It's not as long.
What makes the past book two so incomprehensible to do on a screen?
I think they could do Children of Dune. I think that's makeable. I think mm-hmm. Once you get to God Emperor, you can't make – I don't think they can make God Emperor. There's just too much internal monologue. Mm. Most of the book is internal monologue, and I don't know.
Yeah. Mm. He becomes a worm at one point. Like,
I would just love to see their interpretation of what that looks like. I've seen so many art, and they all look so different. I'm really curious.
So creepy. That's the part that, like, I can't.
Oh, it's awesome.
But is that Dune popcorn bucket a real thing?
Yeah.
The one of the reviewers,
the guy was like, Eni's like, they did not think this through.
Is there like a plastic top worm
with like the brush teeth?
Oh, that you have to like get through,
reach through.
Yeah. Oh. And it just looks like something people are going to take home and fuck it. What's going to happen.
That's this like, first place my mind went was like, oh, there's brushed teeth on. I'm like, oh man, that's probably not going to be used for the intended purpose.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
I love it.
Dude.
I love it.
So, yes, I'm very excited. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. Yes,
I am too. I was like, I'll bet Jeff is excited because the early reviews were positive and I loved the first one. And I know you did.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they shot both of them at the same time, I assume. Right.
Yeah.
So all the performances are probably going to be like on point. And if like the first one was good, like from an acting standpoint, and people did good with their roles, I assume the second one.
Yeah. Well, and they said Timothée Chalamet is even better in this one than he was the first. So maybe he found his legs during filming. I don't know. I thought he was fine, but and Rebecca Ferguson, they said, steals the show, and I love her. So
word. I have no idea who Rebecca Ferguson is, but
that's fair. I wouldn't expect you, Max. It's
thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. She's the mom, right? The mother.
Yeah.
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 The mother who's also a sister.
Who's the Bene Gesserit?
The Bene Gesserits.
Yes.
So cool.
The second half of the book hard. Is so fucked up when it starts getting in and all that stuff. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The water of life and all that shit. I'm curious how they'll interpret that.
I don't know. Hopefully good. Hopefully well. We'll see. I don't know. I think it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got a couple more minutes here to kill. But I was like, I really wanted to ask about Dune. Your thoughts on Dune. Because I'm always excited before you see something, and then I'm always after you see it, then I'm like, oh no. But that's mostly just Star Wars stuff. Which we've given up on. We're not gonna watch.
It's dead to me. Dead to me.
Mm-hmm. Star Wars. It was really great how they stopped making Star Wars films in 2002.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate them stopping.
For your sanity.
Like 2000 Revenge of the Sith came out in like 2007 or
something. Wasn't that late? 2005?
That was 2005. Yeah.
I think it was 2005. Max, have you been watching The Dad Batch?
No. Is it back? Is it
season 2 started,
Or season 3? Wow.
I don't know.
So one of my Fortnite homies, his dad is a huge Star Wars fan and saw like something online about being able to watch found the Star Wars timeline. So he's been watching like everything in sequential order and just got through Clone Wars, I think.
It's all downhill from there.
Yeah, like the animated series Clone Wars, right?
Well,
like,
no, the original trilogy's in there after that.
And so, but I guess he's on like Bad Batch and like really enjoyed Bad Batch. And so I was talking to my buddy about that. I was like, nah, man, I don't even remember if I finished that first season or if I just got upset by the babysitting tropes and
Well, and I guess I didn't want to talk about Star Wars, but fuck it.
There's only 1 minute left. We're fine.
A lot of the complaints about the newest Dad Batch season is they're trying to then shoehorn it into the new trilogy.
Oh.
Like how Clone Wars tried to solve some of the prequel trilogy, you know, like add depth to it. And it's just like, quit trying to shoehorn this bullshit in. And it just makes me glad I'm not watching it.
Just admit you didn't have a plan and accept that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they're talking, I guess they're talking about the Emperor, how he's around still. And it's just like, dude, stop. Just stop.
It was a bad idea to begin with. Let's not double down. Come on. Just get rid of it. Just
I don't know.
It's hard because I'm not even excited for the next row or the whatever Rouge One season two. I'm just, yeah.
That's all right, man. Your Star Wars love can be gone.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll find it again sometime. And if not, that's all right.
You just like what you like, man. There's no nothing wrong with that. It's all
you do.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, we hope you like what you like. And this is one of the things that you like. Thanks for downloading and listening to Ignorant Uninformed. Thanks to Jeff and Max for being such wonderful hosts. And I'm Ben Hollywood Whitmore. I'm here too. And we'll see you next time for a brand new episode. Send us a topic or hit us up. Hit that subscribe button. You can hit us up at ignorantanduninformed@gmail.com. We'll see you next week with a brand new epidose. Peace off.